Leili Nishmas of Klenim Shkalman Ben Revili Melch. Vamas Perk Yud Mishnah Alpha. Isha Shahalach Baal Limedina Sayam. A woman whose husband went abroad, overseas, Uvav Amrullah Meis Baalich. And they came back and they told her that her husband died. Vinises. And then she, based on that testimony, went and got married. Now, the din is, we're talking about, like the Rav explains, that there was an Eid Echa, there was only one witness that said that he saw that her husband died. And the din is that we allow a woman to remarry with one witness, that she should not stay as an aguna. But in this case, one day, v'acha kach ba'bala, guess who showed up at the door? Her husband. What's the halacha here? Teitze mizeh umizeh. So she has to leave the second husband, obviously, umizeh. And she also has to leave the first husband. V'tzricha get mizeh umizeh. And she needs a get from both of them. The reason that she also has to leave the first husband, so really, midia raisa, she's still married to the first husband. And the second husband, since she was already married, a woman's not allowed to be married to two husbands, so nothing ever happened there. That was a maisa's nus. But in this case, because it was only one aid, she should have been more careful and really done her due diligence before she got married second time. Yes, it's true that Beis Din allowed her to be mekadesh that second person, but still, nevertheless, she should have been more careful. Because of that, and it really turned out that her husband was alive, we make her leave both of them and get a get. The Rav points out, though, that if the case was where it wasn't just one aid came and then Beis Din said, you know what, because the one aid will be make and let you get remarried. If the case was actually two aidim, where the Torah is mamon, two aidim, and then it turned out that those two aidim were liars or wasn't true, in that case, she would not need to get a get from her original husband. However, the Gemara's maskana is at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. Even if it was two aidim and they ended up being wrong, she still always has to leave both husbands in this case, and she has to get a get from both husbands. Ve'ein lo ksuva, and she gets no ksuva from either of them. Ve'lo peiros, and she no longer gets any peiros. Ve'lo mizonos, also not any mizonos. They're not responsible for giving her mizonos. Ve'lo blos, and if they would wear out her garments, they would not pay her back. However, the Rav points out that if the garments are still in existence, she could keep them. Lo al zeh, v'lo al zeh. Not on this husband, not on that husband. Neither am I required to give her anything. The chamrim gave a knas to her that she gets no marital benefits. And not only that, in this case, imnot l'mizeh mizeh, if she actually took the money for these things, meaning she took the money for the ksuva, the peiros, or mizonos, or blos, she actually took it. Tachzer, she has to actually return it here. V'havlad mamzer mizeh umizeh, and the vlad is a mamzer from both of them. So we understand the second husband, that the vlad is a mamzer because she was an ashes ish really to the first husband. But even to the first husband, the child is a mamzer from that. And this is called a mamzer midivrayim. It's a mamzer midirabanan. V'loizeh v'zeh mitamen lo. And both of these husbands, they can't be mitama for her if they were kohanim, because they're puzzled to her. And both of these men, they were not zocha in her mitziah, like normally a husband is, or also her maisiyodeh. And also, and they can't be made for her neder. Because the reason, like the Rav says, the reason that a husband's allowed to be made for his wife's neder is that normally if you didn't allow a husband to be made for his wife's neder, she would become very unpleasing in his eyes. But here, we actually want that, because she shouldn't stay married to any of them. So he can't be made for her nether. Haise Bas Yisrael, if she initially was a Bas Yisrael, nifsala min kohuna. She becomes pasul from kohuna, because she's treated like a zona, so she can never marry a kohen. Ubas Levi min ha-meiser. And also a Bas Levi, she would become pasul from meiser. This, Tosenta brings this two pshatim, because either you say that this is like Rabbi Meir that holds that a non-Kohen can eat Meiser, because what's the difference? How can the Bas Levi, why should she be any worse than a Yisrael? Because Yisrael can eat Meiser anyway. So it could be, though, that even not like Rabbi Meir, even the Chum would agree in this case because of a Knas. This is based off of Taisus's Pshat, Taisus under brings. You could say, even according to the Shita, that a Yisrael is normally allowed to eat Meiser from a Levi, could be in this case she becomes Pusel because of this Knas. Ubas Kohen min Atruma. And also a bas kohen from Truma, because she's a zona. Vein yorshin shalzeh, yorshin shalzeh, yorshin es ksuvasa. And the yorshim of both of these husbands, they don't yarshin her ksuva. This is the ksuva of the benin dichrin. Benin dichrin basically is, it's a case where the woman wants to make sure that what she brings in, that if she dies, because her husband yarshins what she dies, So the husband takes it over, but she wants to make sure that what the husband takes over always ends up going to her sons. Because if her husband has sons from another wife, and then her husband then died also after she died, then the Yerusha would also fall to these other boys that have nothing to do with her. So Benin Dichrin usually tries to preserve that, but in this case, there is no Benin Dichrin with either of these two men. And if both of these men die, their brothers both do chalitza and not yibum. So the first husband that died, his brother does chalitza midiraisa. He doesn't do yibum. That's a din derabanan, a gzeira. And then the second husband's brother, that's obviously midirabanan. For the same reason that the second husband, while he was alive, needed to give a get, so too midirabanan, the brother of that husband, needs to do chalitza. Rabbi Yossi Amar k'suvasal nichsei bala harishin. Rabbi Yossi says, the k'suva does exist for the chasim of the first husband, because he really, mikra din, is her husband. So if the first husband dies, she does get a k'suva. Rabbi Elazar Amar harishin zaka b'mitziyasa v'maisi adeva uvahafaros nidara. Rabbi Elazar says, not only that, the first husband, so much her husband, that if she finds something, he still gets some of the benefits, the husband. So he, if she finds something, he gets to keep it. Or her maisi adeva v'hafaros nidara. And Rabbi Shimon Amar, Rabbi Shimon says that the brother of the first husband really can be koner with Yibum, because it's really her husband. And if he does Biyah or Chalitza, he paters if there are any tsaris, any additional wives that he had. Vein havlad mimenu mamzer. And not only that, if the first guy continued to live with her, with his rightful wife, even though the Rabbanan said to get rid of her, even though she got a get from the second wife, which really midiraisa is worthless, the child is not a mamzer, even according to Shimon. According to Shimon, even a mamzer midirabanan. And the Gemara goes through different stadim on what Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yossi, what they're agreeing with, who's agreeing with who. V'mnisei shelo b'shus mutaris lachzer lo. However, if she would go and marry not with the rishus of Beis Din, but more than that, ikar hadin, meaning there are two edim, so she, like we brought in the beginning of the Mishnah, like that there's no reason that she should do any more due diligence because there's two edim. Mutaris lachzer lo. She can return to the first husband, but like we said, the Gemara's maskana is not this way, that she cannot return to either of the husbands, even if it was shelo b'shus.